When somebody is telling you, sometimes it's hard to take in, but when you tell yourself, it's sort of like, all right, let's get this straight.
You remember the word association game. I say blue, you say sky. I say sunshine, you say summer day. What if I said student self-assessment? Do you see students grading themselves? Each and every student gives themselves an A, regardless of how much or little work they've done. But self-assessment is not about asking students to give themselves grades. By definition, that's summative self-evaluation. No. Self-assessment means engaging students in a formative process in which they compare their work to clear criteria and determine how to make improvements. We believe that in all forms of learning, the opportunity to revise is essential. Self-assessment inspires students to take charge of the vision and revision process. In fact, research shows that students who use self-assessment methods learn more, earn better grades, and receive higher test scores. How can you create the right conditions for students to become their own most important resource in the assessment of their own work? This video will provide you with perspectives from students and teachers regarding the optimum classroom conditions for self-assessment, and will touch upon establishment of clear criteria with a rubric or checklist, supporting thoughtful self-assessment according to those criteria, setting aside time for students to revise and improve upon their work.
When I look at my work, I feel pretty good because I know that I can fix it and I know that I keep trying.
I can do everything myself and that, like, I can see what I do wrong and how I can make myself better.
It was really helpful because sometimes you don't get your ideas straight and forget to include something. But when you look at the rubric, you know what you have to include.
We sort of have this philosophy in my class that if you are not at the level you wish to be, then you're not done yet. We start projects now in a very different way. We start them by really presenting and clarifying the criteria, the things that count. So my students now know exactly what their goals are and what they need to be immersed in. The self-assessments help them focus back into that criteria.
So, how do you do self-assessment? Consider a colored pencil technique. First, create a rubric with your students. Then, focus your students on specific elements of the criteria on the rubric by having them use a colored pencil to underline key words of a particular criterion on the rubric, and then look for evidence of having met that standard and underline it in the same color. In this example, for the first criterion, thesis, students underlined clear thesis in red, and then underlined their own thesis statement in red and considered whether or not it was clear. If not, they made a note to themselves in the margins that guided revision. You may guide your class through this process for each criterion. Once the essays have been thoroughly assessed, provide your students time to revise their work.
It's no longer just depending on me to tell them what to do. They're making the decisions themselves. The greatest discovery is definitely, wow, my students can improve so much from this. It's like an incredible discovery.
If you take your time for a self-assessment, it will make your work better because you have to take time to view your own work and not just like hand it in instantly. And then when you realize your mistake, you can't make it.
Check yourself and try to tell yourself what you did wrong, and also try to tell yourself what you did right, and so you're complimenting yourself. And you usually do this on like a writing piece, but you could do it on anything. It's always about improving now because you know you can do better. Like the next time you write something, you're always looking out for those mistakes. That does make me notice things that I wouldn't usually notice.
When I came into teaching, the most important thing for me as a teacher was to create independent learners. That feeds their entire life.
I say learning, you say growth. I say question, you say answer. I say self-assessment, you say a practical method of helping students identify strengths and weaknesses in their own work and revise accordingly. It is our hope that with these methods, your students may develop the skills they need as independent, self-directed, and lifelong learners.
So what's the point of having school if you can't make it learn from your mistakes?